Senator Mark Begich is in Afghanistan with four other senators, meeting with soldiers and government officials. Details about the trip are being kept under wraps, but it's clear the group, all Democrats, is being sold on the Obama administration's plan to increase U.S. troop presence. Begich is on the Senate Armed Services Committee. Today, he told a news teleconference that the group had met with Afghani President Karzai, as well as military commanders and troops. Some of the troops were Alaskans, though security considerations prevented the group from traveling to where the Army's 425th Airborne from Fort Richardson is stationed.
I was unable to go to the 425, and that was due to the there was a transition of authority in that area, and the risk level was too high. I will tell you the security was unbelievable, and one of the areas we went to was Helmand Province, which is in the southern province of Afghanistan, a very highest casualty area and fatality area we currently have.
Helmand is on the border of Pakistan and is one of the areas into which the Taliban retreated when U.S. and other forces invaded. It is thought to provide a major corridor for moving arms and insurgent forces across the border. Begich said the terrain is forbidding.
We think in Alaska that our mountains are rough and tough. The terrain here is unbelievable. Besides being desert in lots of areas, hot and long distances between settlements, but also the mountainous areas are just unbelievable, the terrain that has to be covered.
Begich says he's encouraged by what he saw, and it seemed the troops were heartened to see that Congress has not forgotten them.
It was very encouraging to talk to Alaskans, and we celebrated there with, you know, obviously it's Memorial Day weekend, and being there to share time with not only our Alaskan soldiers, but several soldiers from other communities. How grateful they were was unbelievable. To have five U.S. senators, 1/20th of the United States Senate visiting, was very encouraging to them.
Begich also released a statement about North Korea's latest underground detonation and missile launch, saying it underscored the importance of the Fort Greely missile interceptor base. He said he will, quote, continue working in the Senate to ensure that it is fully operational. Last week, Missile Defense Commander General Patrick O'Reilly told a Senate committee that President Obama's budget would reduce spending on missile defense, in part by halting construction of a new missile silo field at Fort Greely.